The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You're lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or father or children or lands for my sake or for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord. In the words of the Gospel wipe away our sins. Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to be together today. My brothers and sisters, we are always called to greater heights of freedom and love by God. God is never satisfied with mediocrity. He is never satisfied with loving halfway. He is never satisfied with following Him halfway, because we are created for nothing less than total union with God in this life and in the next. It is not a union that can be earned. It is not a union that can be achieved. It is a union that is given to us as a gift. We receive that union in baptism. The kingdom of God is among us in our hearts by the gift of grace. Grace that justifies and sanctifies us, makes us children of God. But that grace in the kingdom is also given to us as an entrustment, as a love that calls forth responsibility. In today's gospel, in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we all approach the Lord Jesus. We all come to Him with the same question. "Master, good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life?" Now, not all of us may have that question yet. If we don't, it is time for us to ask. Because this life is passing. The things in this life we cannot take with us into the next life. And we are made for everlasting life for God. So it is an act of maturity. It is an act of love and responsibility to come to the point and say, "Lord, what must I do to have eternal life? Not a half life, not this life, not a compromised life, but to be with you forever. And I understand that that is why I exist, And I understand that I am capable of that kind of life. So it is a tremendous question. It is a question that is a sign of an achievement of cooperation with grace in our life. It's a sign of maturity. If we look to our first reading from the 7th chapter of the Book of Wisdom, we can say that it is wisdom that asks the question, what good must I do to have eternal life? It is wisdom that realizes that our hearts cannot be satisfied with created things, that our hearts are restless until they rest with and in God. And so wisdom calls us to put our trust totally in God. But we know that entrustment and the response of God is a word. And it is a word that pierces bone and marrow, sharper than any two-edged sword. My brothers and sisters, it calls us to be detached from anything that possesses us, anything that is master in our lives. It could be our job. It could be career expectations. It could be desires of success. It could even be another person. And the Lord God desires all those things to be severed from our hearts, not because they're not good, and not because we're not to relate to them. We are. But because we have to relate to God first and always, for everything else to be ordered, to relate in an orderly way with everything else in our lives, including those who have wives and children, including those who have jobs and houses, to realize that all these things are entrustments from God. And when we see them that way, when we are dispossessed from them, even in possessing them, we begin to live in Christian freedom. My brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus says that we are called to give up those things and to follow Him. But the reason isn't to make our lives difficult. The reason isn't to inhibit our freedom or to decrease our happiness. The reason is because He looks at us and He loves us. Like that young man. Like the young man with so many gifts and so many achievements, the Lord looks at us with love. And He says, you lack one thing. You lack totally following Me. My brothers and sisters, I think if we're honest, all of us can say that we lack that one thing. We know that we all can say, you're right, Lord, there is something else that I can give up. But we don't have to go away sad. Our response doesn't have to be the response of the rich young man. And we don't know if he has a later response. We can respond with an honest heart to Him. Lord, you're right, but I'm not ready yet. Lord, you're right, I need help to give that thing up. I know that I should spend more time with you in prayer. I know that it's been a long time since I've been to confession. I know that I need to study and hear the Word of God and keep it in my heart. I know that it's time for me to be faithful to what the church calls me to live in my state of life. Help me, Lord Jesus. My brothers and sisters, as we're honest with the Lord where we are, that path of freedom begins to open up. So with Peter, we can also respond that we have given up certain things. But we also know that Peter had certain steps to make in his own life so that he could become the rock. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling us today to give everything up for Him, to compromise nothing. Whatever holds us back, to surrender it now. Whatever chains us from total union with God, to give it up now. To ask for His grace, for help. And to see that in following Him, we inherit the greatest good. And that is true. It is true that Jesus Christ is the happiness of our hearts. And as we start to discover Him and follow Him and love Him, we discover that there are houses and brothers and sisters and mothers with persecution. But there is joy in this life and eternal life and life to come.